Huna Totem Corporation approached the city of Huna last year with a proposal to partner on a new dock. It would serve cruise ships during the summer and other vessels such as barges, yachts, state ferries, and Coast Guard cutters year-round. Marlene Duval is Huna's city administrator.
With Huna Totem, the city added this project to its capital improvements projects list and designated it a community priority.
The project received $17 million in last year's state capital budget, a large amount for the Chichagof Island village of 750 residents located about 40 air miles west of Juneau. Two sites were identified in the request, one at Icy Strait Point, a former fish plant turned tourist stop owned by Huna Totem, and another called Outer Point just north of the facility. The city hired P&D engineers to analyze those locations and a third site on city land just south of the old cannery. Duval says all the sites are within a quarter mile of each other.
If you were to line up a cruise ship, a 1,000-foot cruise ship, at each one of these proposed locations, you know, bow to stern, they would essentially touch each other.
Last September, the Huna Council unanimously chose the third site known as Shaman Point. About 10 days before the decision, Craig Millen, Senior Vice President for Royal Caribbean Cruises, wrote to the city expressing concerns about the Shaman Point location. Thanks to a deal with Huna Totem, Royal Caribbean and its subsidiary, Celebrity Cruises, account for more than 80% of Huna's growing number of cruise ship ports of call. The city is scheduled to get 62 cruise ship visits this summer. In his letter, Millen said, quote, "Direct immediate access to Icy Strait Point preserves the guest experience that we and our passengers value." He went on to say that if the Shaman Point location resulted in increased costs to the cruise lines and their customers, Royal Caribbean and Celebrity would continue the current practice of anchoring ships offshore and tendering passengers to Icy Strait Point. That caught the attention of Scott Ruby, director of the State Division of Community and Regional Affairs, the agency responsible for administering Huna's $17 million grant.
If the cruise industry says they're not going to use it, the majority of the operation and maintenance money for this would come through landing taxes on the cruise industry. So that indicates a problem.
Ruby says the state also has concerns about the two sites backed by Huna Totem and the cruise lines. The P&D report says one location, Outer Point, is subject to tidal and wave action that might reduce the lifespan of a dock. The site also lacks a road, and building one would put the project over budget. The other site is right at Icy Strait Point.
The intent of this is that it's a multi-use dock. The existing buildings that are in the upland would not really work at all for a freight dock.
Last month, two legislators whose districts include Huna, Representative Bill Thomas and Senator Albert Kukesh, went to the community to meet with the city council about the dock project. The meeting quickly turned contentious, as heard in this exchange between Senator Kukesh and Councilman Chris Erickson.
Just sounds to me like we're having a hammer held over our heads that we either got to do this or this, or we're not going to have it. And that I disagree with that.
What's the hammer? You think Bill and I are threatening you?
That's my impression, that we're hearing that if we don't go for A or B, that we're not going to have it.
Yes.
Kukesh says he and Thomas did not go to the meeting to pressure the council. He says their only goal was to make sure a dock gets built in Huna.
If I put any pressure on them, it was to spend $17 million to build a dock so that the city of Huna could get money for wharfage fees. So I said in a meeting, I said, why don't you guys sit down and talk? Why don't the Huna Totem sit at this end of the table, the city of Huna Council right here, and the cruise ships right there, and you guys decide. I don't care where you build it.
Representative Thomas could not be reached for comment. Huna Totem CEO Larry Gaffney declined an on-tape interview, but says the corporation takes issue with P&D's site analysis and the city's selection process. Icy Strait Point Director Johan Dibdahl attended the same council meeting as Kukesh and Thomas, where he said Huna Totem was not allowed to comment at the site selection meeting.
So we had no chance to say anything about this report done by P&D.
Huna City Administrator Duval says the report was first made available at the meeting. By that point, the city already had received Royal Caribbean's letter outlining concerns about Shaman Point. She says Cruise Line officials never requested a copy of the engineering analysis. On February 28th, Community and Regional Affairs Director Ruby notified the city of his decision to put the grant on hold. Huna Mayor Seferino Villarreal responded a day later that the council's decision was made in the best interests of the public. Duval says the city's position is firm.
The city's decision on location hasn't wavered at all. They're still in agreement, and it's unanimous that Shaman Point is the location for the facility.
Ruby has not responded to the mayor's letter. As for Kukesh's suggestion that the city council, Huna Totem, and Cruise Line sit down and figure things out, officials from the Village Corporation did meet with the city's Planning and Zoning Commission last week, but the commission unanimously backed the city council. Duval says another meeting with the council and the corporation may be scheduled, but she did not know when. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.